T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going down to Dallas, Texas this morning for an update. The snow is gone, but Jim Ryan is joining us. The water problems, they are still to be dealt with, and there are massive bills coming in as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the people who were on electric plans that were based on the spot price of energy, Susan, they are seeing their electric bills go up hundreds of times their normal cost. Some people with bills in the thousands of dollars because they were on plans that relied on the spot price of energy, and energy was suddenly very scarce when the winter storm hit this past week. The Public Utility Commission here in Texas and then the governor are trying to soften the blow of all of that, putting some of these customers to other providers right now so that they don't get hit with these massive energy bills. This month, some people already have seen their bills and now are trying to save hundreds of dollars just to keep the lights on even after the power is back.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We were kind of thinking earlier, is this going to lead to, obviously with the catastrophe that happened, but now with these skyrocketing bills, is this going to lead to a serious reconsideration of their entire electrical system in that state?
I suspect it is, but how much will get done? The governor has called for a winterization of parts of the infrastructure to ensure that if a cold snap like this one, a severe cold snap, hits again, Brian, that we would be better prepared to handle it. But you know, we'll know in a few months how much of that actually gets done. It's such a complex system and has so many parts to it, and ensuring that it's ready for that kind of cold snap is a difficult thing. Of course, at the heart of the whole matter is that the Texas power grid is, for the most part, separate from the rest of the U.S. power grid. The one notable exception is El Paso. It gets its power from the Western grid and didn't have much trouble at all last week, despite the freezing temperatures and snowfall there in far west Texas.
Well, we know the power is back for most. What about the water situation?
Right, that's even going to get worse this week as the thaw happens and water mains start to shift. We are going to see more water main breaks. We've had individual homes that have been flooded. I have friends who've lost a lot and are now trying to call contractors to get the damage reversed from the water main breaks or from the water line breaks that they've had in their home. So, yeah, that issue is far from over. This is going to be a very expensive proposition. Some are saying that this disaster this past week will be nearly as costly as Hurricane Harvey was in 2017.
Wow, unbelievable. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for the update. That's Jim Ryan joining us live again from the state of Texas, still in catastrophe mode after what happened last week.